The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Post and Courier reporting this morning that more than 64,800 initial unemployment claims were filed between March 22nd and March the 28th, making this the largest number of applications in the history of South Carolina. Record unemployment claims in South Carolina as a state, we confront this pandemic. With all this happening in our country and in the Palmetto State, simply put, people are scared. They're scared of the uncertainties. Small business owners are afraid of losing their life's work. Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, who's out there working every day to try to help businesses, try to help South Carolinians understand and process what's happening. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. Always good to speak with you.
Good morning, Joey. It's great to hear you guys. And thank you for everything you're doing on the radio every morning, passing out that information that people need. That's what we were trying to do. The governor wanted to make sure we had a place for small businesses to go. He wanted to make sure that we had one spot that they could see the information they would need, so they didn't have to jump from website to website. And so with the help of our Commerce Department, the Commerce Department and I sat down, kind of created a concept. It's on their website now for businesses to use. If you go to www.sccommerce.com, you'll see an orange box, and it'll say COVID-19 Resource Center. And, Joey, we have everything in there from the Department of Revenue when tax payments have been deferred to. What are the most frequently asked questions? We have everything, even PowerPoints out there about SBA, the disaster loans, the payroll loans, the CARE Act, everything that a business could need in one site, because they're already stressed enough to not have to think, like, is there something I'm not thinking of? Is there someplace I'm not looking?
Right.
Everything
right.
is on one spot.
Well, and you know, Lieutenant Governor, when, as I, like you and all Americans, watched a week or so ago, the U.S. Congress passed this $2.2 trillion relief act, and the president signed it into law. And that's great. Well, you know, we have a lot of Americans out there, a lot of South Carolinians who need that money. They need that support. My biggest fear was that, like so many times we see these types of programs, that it's so complicated that the average South Carolinian, that small business owner out there, would not have the resources or have the ability to know how to apply for and receive some of this assistance. And so I just applaud what you and others have done to have this one resource. And it's real easy to find. I'm sitting here looking at it now, sccommerce.com. And you're right, Lieutenant Governor. I mean, you've got about everything you could ask for. And by the way, just a side note here, I'm looking at it, and you've got a great photo of going into downtown Greenville on 385 there. I noticed that.
Hey. Okay, so no, that's I can't take all the credit for that. But you know what I hope you're going to see too, and that businesses will see. The governor, he was very specific when we spoke, and he said, "Make it simple. Make it simple yeah. so that everybody can understand it. So they're not looking to have to get guidance from anybody. Simple, plain language." And I think that's what you'll see. We put a lot of most frequently asked questions just as people are asking them, and those are the answers to them. Two things, trying to make sure we're not flooding these departments with calls. Try to go there first. So, you know, things that are maybe more specific to a specific industry or business, those are filtering in. But most frequently asked, and almost all of our departments are on that website. But, you know, Joey, I think everybody is doing a great job. I mean, we get on calls every day. The governor has an SCEMD call every day. And, you know, we are very prepared to keep information moving in our state because of the hurricanes that we face every year. And so we have just gone to that same mode of communication, making sure we all talk every day. So we know exactly what's going on. We know what's going on with education, with jobs, with DNR, with everything that's happening in our state, with commerce. The governor hears it, and we all hear it. So it's the most current information all the time, so we can make decisions when we need to have them made.
Well, it's a great website, and again, I applaud governor's efforts, your efforts in working with this. I'm sitting here looking at it. Go to sccommerce.com, and you click on the button there, and it, for example, one section, small business financial assistance. You've got SBA lawn resources. You've got SBA economic injury disaster lawn resources. A button there with information on economic injury disaster lawn fact sheet. You've got frequently asked questions sheets, a paycheck protection lawn. I mean, you've got it all here on one page, and that's what we need, Lieutenant Governor. People need to be able to go to one site and be able to quickly see what pertains to their business, because people are scared. I talk to them here every day. I get emails from them, text messages, people who like the small pet shop in Traveler's Rest. And they're just struggling because no one can get out to bring their pet. It's just not safe to bring their pet for grooming and those types of things. But these ladies, that's their business. That's their life. And too often these small businesses, they just don't have the resources and the reserves to go for a long period of time. And we got to make it easy for them. And that's exactly what y'all are doing.
Well, we're a business state, and I've said it since I've taken office. The governor has said it long before. We are open for business, and we are not just business welcoming. We want to be business friendly, and it's in times like this that I believe South Carolina is shining, trying to help. I mean, we're doing everything we can with the resources we can to help in a very uncertain time. So, I feel it, Joey. I mean, I'm a business owner myself. I'm not in the thick of it every day, but, our job, my job before Lieutenant Governor was helping small businesses grow. And so I've seen the challenges during good times. So I know what they're feeling and the fears they have, but I think we're going to come through this together. We have a president that is business focused, who understands, right? He was a business owner. He understands what's going on. You have a very pro-business governor and lieutenant governor. We are focused on that. Our Commerce Department is focused on that. We're doing everything we can to make sure in a bad time that we, South Carolina will be first and foremost sympathetic to what's going on in the minds and the hearts of our business owners.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, this is the time when state government can really shine, when our state government can show the people of South Carolina that you really are there to serve the people.
Exactly. I know I'm really close to it, and maybe people think I'm a little biased, but, the governor has done a great job of going to the experts.
Yes.
Using the data he's getting every single day to make these decisions, to not make knee-jerk reactions, because you're dealing with people's lives on so many levels. He's using the data he gets to make those very calculated decisions that he's making every single day.
Yeah, and that's important, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I applaud his effort. Because I've seen some of the emails and some of the letters that are being passed around, the pressure that he's receiving to do a stay at home order, just like Ron DeSantis did in Florida, just like Brian Kemp did in Georgia, and I hope we don't come to that. But I think we trust the governor to make that decision in his own time, and that he doesn't bow to the pressure of other groups just because they think that's what should be done. He does listen to those professionals, and that's what we need. That's exactly what we need in this time.
And Joey, I mean, you are somebody that people trust. The governor has said it. He's not taking anything off the table, and everything's on the table. But we have to listen to the recommendations that are being put out.
Right.
When the governor is saying stay at home, do social distancing, only go out when it's necessary, be good, be kind to each other, help your neighbor, but help them by staying 6 feet away from them, right? If you're sick, stay home. He's asking people to do their part.
Right.
And I think when we all do our part, then you don't have to take drastic measures that have been taken in some states where people just refuse.
Exactly.
So we have to use common sense. I mean, we are the heart of the Bible Belt, and we pride ourselves in South Carolina being a very Christian-oriented state. And sometimes, you know, now it's when, you know, the rubber meets the road. My dad used to say that saying all the time. We can't just talk it. We have to walk it. If we can't just care about what we want to do, we need to care about what's good for everybody around us, too. Us, our families, our neighbors. And really, social distancing is what we're seeing. And the experts are saying it on every level.
Social distancing seems to be making the most impact. Yeah, and it's working. And we just have to take personal responsibility. And I think the governor has the faith in the people of South Carolina to do just that. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always good to speak with you. We'll check back in with you hopefully next week.
That's right, Joey. Take care, guys. Right. To everybody who's listening, please stay well and practice that social distancing.
Sure thing. Have a great, thankful Thursday.